We still remain under the influence of broad northwesterly flow, which will keep an active but progressive pattern in the forecast for the near future. At least it will come with rising temperatures. Weak high pressure will move out for the second half of the day today, ahead of a fast-moving shortwave trough. This will allow for the increase of clouds west to east and eventually some disorganized showers during the afternoon and early evening. The best chance to see showers will be across the Adirondacks and into the North Country. Temperatures will be cold enough for snow in the Adirondacks, but valley locations will only see rain. Wet weather wraps up by sunrise Thursday, and a bit better of an organized system will move in for the day Thursday. This will bring a better chance at widespread organized moisture. Keep in mind, this will be a little bit warmer of a system, so it'll be more of a your typical cold spring rain as opposed to wet snow. This storm will exit by Thursday night, and for those of you who've been asking for a warm-up, you'll finally get your wish on Friday. An upper-level ridge will pass overhead, allowing for highs to rebound into the 60s, even some 70s possible for the lower Hudson Valley. It will come with some cloud cover and maybe even a few showers as well. For the weekend, an interesting setup takes hold with a strong temperature gradient building in from the North Country, trying to sag southward on Saturday. This is going to bring unseasonably cold temperatures in the 30s and 40s across the Adirondacks, but 50s, 60s, and even some 70s will be possible elsewhere. Cold air will finally push far enough south that everyone will feel it on Sunday, dropping highs into the 30s and 40s. There is a chance we could see some wet weather along and behind this temperature gradient, but the best chance to see organized wet weather over the weekend will be across the Adirondacks into the St. Lawrence Valley. As this activity starts to dip south Saturday into Sunday, that's when we could see some showers sneaking into the capital region. As we look ahead for early next work week, models are in agreement on a powerful Midwest storm working its way into the region. This is going to bring widespread, organized rainfall. Initially, it could start to snow across our higher elevations, transitioning to land later. Rain will be heavy at times. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Light wind out of the Northwest. In Boston, expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Wind will be out of the east around 5 to 10. Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. Rain will develop during the afternoon. Wind also breezy out of the southwest, 10 to 20. Could feel some gusts there, upwards of 30 miles per hour. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, critical fire weather danger is setting up across the desert southwest into parts of the high plains today. Windy conditions, low relative humidity, and possible record warmth will all contribute to that extreme fire danger. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 56 and the average low 36. Record high 87, that was set last year. The record low 20 set back in 1874. Sunrise today is at 6:20 a.m., sunset 7:33, a total of 13 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 3 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 0 degrees yesterday morning, that was at Embarrass, Minnesota, to 104 at Death Valley, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies will give way to afternoon clouds. High temperatures today in the low to mid-40s. We can also expect periodic showers to develop late morning and into the early afternoon. Some of this could begin as snowfall across the Adirondacks. Wind will be light today out of the southwest, 5 to 10. Tonight, continue to expect cloudy skies with a few periodic showers as well. Accumulations not significant. Lows will be falling into the upper 20s to lower 30s with light wind. For the Connecticut River Valley and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies will give way to afternoon clouds, some periodic showers developing as well late morning and into the afternoon. Highs will be in the low to mid-50s with a light wind out of the west. Tonight, continue to expect cloudy skies with a few periodic showers as well. Lows will be at or just above freezing with light wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies give way to afternoon clouds. Highs today will reach the mid-40s with a light southwest wind around 5 to 10. We could see a few showers developing late morning and into the early afternoon. Now overnight, clouds will keep temperatures primarily near the upper 20s to lower 30s. Just some light wind expected overnight. For the Southern Catskills, Taconic and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies giving way to more afternoon cloud cover. Expect a few periodic showers to develop by early afternoon as well. Highs will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s with light wind out of the south and west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, the cloud cover sticks around. A couple of light showers certainly possible as well. Lows will be falling into the upper 20s to lower 30s with light wind. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny skies will give way to afternoon cloud cover today. Expect some showers to develop by late morning into the early afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s with that milder weather closer to the Capital District. Wind today, light out of the southwest. Overnight tonight, continue to expect cloud cover. A couple of showers hanging on as well. Lows will be dipping into the upper 20s to lower 30s under light wind. Your regional forecast tomorrow, another round of organized rain moves through. Temperatures will be in the lower 50s. This exits by tomorrow evening. Friday, expect cloudy skies with a few showers as well. Temperatures will be climbing into the upper 50s near 60 degrees. Saturday, overcast skies continue. Temperatures could range from the 50s to the upper 60s, maybe even a couple lower 70s across parts of the Capital District. Showers will be possible for the second half of the day. Sunday, however, colder, with highs ranging from the 30s to the lower 40s. Widespread rainfall will arrive for your day on Monday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.